Chapter 7, Desperate Means in Full Measure. Delia Layton knew trouble when she saw it. A necessary skill as a starship captain, and arguably more important as a bartender. Trouble was on the cargo ramp right now, in the form of four individuals, one droid and three humanoids, arguing with her partner, co-pilot, and bouncer, Curtis. She reached under her side of the bar top, beside the sink, and put her hand on the grip of the sawed-off scattermaster she kept hidden there.
"Let him in, Curtis," she called.
The Shistabanin looked at her unhappily, lips curling back along the sides of his muzzle, baring his teeth. She smiled. She always smiled when she could manage it. She'd learned the trick back before she'd acquired the ship, while working as a barmaid in a cantina on Lothal. That had been a rough crowd. Spacers and smugglers and pirates, all the different species the galaxy seemed to have to offer coming through at one point or another, including one old Duro, who always drank by himself in the corner and told her stories when things got quiet. She'd learned the smile, the friendly demeanor, how to spend hours on her feet and how to deal with trouble, how to know when it was time to stand your ground, time to hide behind a table, and time to run. Miss Fortune had been that Duro's ship. He'd left it to her in his will, much to her surprise. Its original name, in Doree's, translated to serendipity. But since Delia could hardly pronounce the Doree's, and nobody else could pronounce it at all, she'd rechristened it. Suddenly, a captain and still a barmaid, she'd combined the two professions. It let her travel, and it let her meet people. Curtis had joined her early. Curtis, who had more sympathy than sense when it came to things like the rebellion against the Empire. Curtis, who convinced Delia to sometimes let Miss Fortune be used to pass messages between rebel cells. The group made their way up the ramp, the droid leading. They had weapons in hand, though not raised. The few patrons at the tables carefully picked up their drinks and moved out of the way. The WA-7, Bobby, swiveled in place, tray perfectly balanced on her hand, and watched them pass.
"Get you fellas a drink?"
Bobby asked, voice modulator flashing as she spoke. The four ignored her and approached the bar.
"I'm afraid we're not equipped to serve droids," Delia said. She was still smiling.
The droid rotated in place, its head, then torso spinning twice quickly to take in the bar before stopping as quickly as it had begun. One of its optical sensors came to life, glowing blue. And in an instant later, a beam of the same color lanced out, scanning Delia from head to toe.
"That's a little rude,"
Delia said. Her smile never faltered.
"There was a Wookiee here," the droid said. "Analysis of the local atmosphere detects dander. Optical analysis detects the presence of three Wookiee hairs on your clothes. You had close contact with him."
She tightened her grip on the shotgun beneath the bar, but kept the smile in place.
"Who's asking?" she said.
"The Wookiee traveled with a human. A Corellian. Name, Solo. Han. Verify."
"Who's asking?"
Delia said a second time. The weapons came up, and came up quickly. And suddenly, Delia was looking at the wrong end of five blasters. The Gron at the droid's right slammed his fist on the bar.
"We're asking!"
"If your hands had a weapon, little lady, I'd let it go and take a step back,"
the human said.
"Verify,"
the droid repeated. Curtis had come off the ramp and was now approaching slowly and quietly from behind the group. Delia tried to catch his eye, to warn him off, but either he didn't see her or he didn't listen. From his belt, he pulled the grip of his shock staff, the one he used when customers sometimes got out of hand, and moved a clawed thumb over the activation stud. The weapon extended in both directions instantly, locking into position as a quarter staff, a glow of energy surging at either end. The droid's torso spun. Delia moved to free the shotgun, but the Gron and the human both leapt forward, grabbing her by each arm. Curtis got as far as mid-leap, the staff raised to come down on the droid, and then there was a single shot. Delia Layton lost her smile.
No!
Curtis hit the deck hard, growling. He tried to get up, and the droid shot him again. This time the stun bolt took, and Delia watched, her arms now gripped by the human and the Gron, as her friend collapsed, the staff rolling from his hand.
Get him,
the droid said. The last of the four, the Kubaz, bent and yanked Curtis to his feet, wrapping one arm beneath the Shistovanin's neck.
Put your blaster to his head,
Captivator said. The Kubaz looked at the droid, gurgled at him.
If we do not complete this bounty within the allotted time, there will be further complications.
The droid's head swiveled, primary optics focusing on the Kubaz.
We do not want to compete with Boba Fett.
The Kubaz gurgled again in agreement, and with his free hand put his blaster to Curtis's jaw.
My colleague will kill the Shistovanin if you do not verify.
The droid's torso swiveled back, weapons again pointed at Delia.
Verify.
They were here, Delia said. Let him go.
Insufficient. Time since present?
Not long. Less than an hour.
She watched as the Kubaz pushed the barrel of his blaster harder into the side of Curtis's neck, crushing the fur there.
Please, let him go.
Where are they now?
Delia hesitated. Curtis whined softly in the back of his throat, eyes opening. He was staring at her.
They went into the city, Delia said. They were going shopping.
The droid hummed to himself for a moment.
This unit is equipped with a biomedical sensor array and voice analysis suite that will accurately detect falsehoods. You are lying.
I'm not. I'm...
The droid's head swiveled to face the Kubaz, acting as if it was looking at him.
In 5 seconds, kill the Shistovanin.
Delia strained against the hands holding her, heart racing near to panic.
No! No, I'm telling the truth!
4 seconds.
Please!
3.
Please listen!
2.
They went to meet someone!
She blurted, desperation making her shout.
They had to meet someone!
The droid's head swiveled back to look at her.
Location?
She felt like she wanted to cry, suddenly could feel the ache behind her eyes. She sagged in the grip on her arms. Curtis was looking at her, yellow eyes wide, begging her not to betray the rebels. She didn't have a choice. She told them everything.